Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Here's the podcast for Live the Promise. Enjoy the conversation.
I'm not Susie Larson. Sorry to say she's under the weather today, but the calls and comments that we've been hearing today on our great giveaway report day have been encouraging to me, and I know to her, and hopefully to you as well. I'm Neil Stavem, sitting in for Susie, who's not feeling well, but this is a day that we've been looking forward to for many weeks. In fact, it's become an annual tradition, the great giveaway. And so today is the day for you to just report on how you stepped out of your comfort zone, how God used you to show kindness to others. Maybe it was randomly, or maybe it was simply just noticing people, or maybe you've been a recipient of an act of kindness. And so we've been taking your calls at 877-93-FAITH, and we've had some friends waiting. Nate and Sheila, we're going to get to you in just a moment. But first, an anonymous listener is on line six of... Hi, thanks for waiting. You're on. Tell us your great giveaway story.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
We have had the very, very great privilege of doing what the Word tells us to do, and that is to take care of the widows and the orphans. We've had the privilege, I don't know how many years now, to work with an orphanage. And what happens is a large group of us get together and we cut up anywhere from 9 to 13 head of cattle and anywhere from 28 to 31 head of pork. And we get to cut it up, trim it, package it, and then put it on a reefer truck and send it off to their destination.
Wow.
We've also had the privilege of working with some companies that grow onions, and we've been given anywhere from 500 to 1,000 pounds of onions and anywhere from 1,000 to 1,500 to 2,000 pounds of potatoes to this orphanage every year. It's just... what an awesome privilege, you know, to work for the Lord in that capacity. And we've seen such, you know, things happening within the ministry now where the orphanage is. The state has called them up, and they have literally opened the windows of heaven to them, where the legal system in that state calls them up and says, we have children that desperately need a place to go. They have nowhere to go, and the ministry is now able to take them in.
Wow. The ripple effect, your generosity, your willingness to give in this significant way, you know, cattle and pork and potatoes and onions and all, and those are no small things. But through your faithfulness to this orphanage, then others are seeing that and realizing that here's a place that's trustworthy. So that is a great story, and God bless you as you continue to serve in this way. And I pray that many others will join in with you and say, here's more we can bring. And we'll make those potatoes and onions into a mighty tasty stew here.
And they also take in women that find themselves with child. And instead of aborting them, which is murder in this nation, it's murder. It's a horrific, horrific thing. It is murder, people. We have to face it. It's murder. It's a taking of a life, of God's lives. And this ministry also takes them in at no cost, houses them, and then they find people within the ministry, the denomination, which I'm not going to say, but they adopt those children out to homes.
Friend, thank you for sharing that story and for getting plugged into a ministry that clearly is really making a difference. And as you said, what a privilege it is to fulfill God's command by taking care of widows and orphans. You're in the middle of it. Blessings to you. Merry Christmas. Thanks for calling today.
Yes, and if I could please, we need to pray that God's hand would move, that no more of his children will be aborted.
Mm. Indeed. Thank you so much for that call. You're listening to Live the Promise. I'm Neil Stavem, just sitting in for Susie Larson today. This is our great giveaway report day, and we're taking your calls. And Nate has been waiting patiently. Nate, anxious to hear your story on the great giveaway report day.
Hello there. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you. I mean, I'm here because Susie's under the weather, but knowing that you're calling, that's going to encourage her.
I hope so. Well, what happened was, this happened probably maybe a week or two ago. I was driving home from school, from university, and as I was getting off the highway, I noticed that someone was on the median, almost touching the exit sign, and somebody was getting out and looking at the tires, and I thought, oh, no, somebody must be in trouble. And so I pulled off on the exit, and I was just praying, oh, Lord, would you please send somebody to help them? And for some reason, unlike other times that I might have seen someone stall, this time in particular, God just sort of put this question in me, why don't you do it? And at first I thought, well, gee, I'd have to go the wrong way on the highway. How could I do it? And all of a sudden there was a right turn, and I found myself making it, and I've just got this determination from the Holy Spirit to find a way to help. And so there was a parallel road that led back along the highway. I thought I might be able to get to them there. Turns out there was a fence in the way, but then I saw somebody else pull up and stop, and I thought, okay, they really need help. And so I hate to say it, but I jumped the fence, and I ran towards the car and found out that they were indeed stuck. And so I was able, with the help of this other guy, to push him back onto the road, and they were so very grateful. And after that, I had started to leave and then noticed they still weren't moving. So I turned around, went back to them, and found out they were lost. And they spoke very little English, but I was able to help them use their phone to figure out where they were going. And during the course of the conversation, I was, praise the Lord, I was able to tell them, you know, how much Jesus loved them. And, oh, it was just the whole thing, beginning to end, was God's work. Just the preparing of me to be at that moment, at that exact time. I had, you know, a hat I could wear. It was, you know, freezing cold, but just everything worked out exactly right for me to help them. And I'm so grateful to the Lord for putting me in that position.
Well, what a great story, Nate. Thank you for sharing. Obviously, it started with you praying, and then it turns out that you were the answer to your prayers, which is often the case when we start praying. And I think it's a question that probably all of us could ask. Why don't you do it? And so thank you for being obedient and making that connection, sharing with somebody who was stuck and lost and didn't know English well, and you share the love of Christ. That's a great report. Nate, blessings to you. Merry Christmas. Thanks for sharing your story today.
Thank you, and I hope you have a Merry Christmas, too.
Thank you. You're listening to Live the Promise. We've got Sheila waiting patiently. Sheila, thanks for hanging on. You're online, too. Go ahead with your report.
Hi. Merry Christmas, Neil.
Thank you.
We have been so blessed to be recipients of generous people, but also I teach at a Christian Montessori school, and I have a very generous and thoughtful group of children that I would love to tell a story about. Instead of me purchasing a small gift for them, we decided to go through World Vision to see if we could purchase some bees or chicks through that organization to give to a family in Africa or Haiti. And when the children brought their money, they said, well, we just don't want to buy a share of a goat. We want to give a whole goat. So my small class, my very sweet class of 12 loving children, came up with $85. And it was just all from their piggy bank or their little save jar. And it was just the most beautiful thing. So we are donating a goat in the name of our class and in the wonderful name of Jesus and his love.
Mm. Kids give a kid. I love that. It's, you know, and what a reminder, too, when there's an opportunity to help those in need. I mean, it seems like kids are often the first to realize that, yeah, there's something we can do, and they'll do whatever they can. So what a great story, Sheila.
And they have just been such a prayerful, loving group. And when we had a classmate who was sick in the hospital for over a week, every day they were in prayer, just offering prayers for her so that she could recover and get better. And she's much better now, thankfully, and just really prayerful, loving children. So it's just great to see their goodness.
Well, Sheila, thank you. I mean, you get to just help encourage that generosity in those young lives and pray that it continues to be a lifelong pattern and habit. Thanks for sharing your story. Merry Christmas to you and your family and all the kids that you're teaching.
Great. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
All right. You're listening to Live the Promise. Let's take another call before we take a break. It is the great giveaway report day today, and you can call 877-933-2484. We're asking you just to report on the acts of kindness and service that you've done, and we're just celebrating together the goodness of God as his people are open and available. So, Deanna, thank you for calling in. What's your story today?
Hi, Gil. Hi, Susie. I'm so sorry you're sick, and happy belated birthday. My story is I was standing in my kitchen feeling overwhelmed with holiday preparation and listening to Susie, and she was talking about the great giveaway, and I just thought, God, I have no idea how to add this into my holiday season, but if you'll show me what to do, I'm open. So that's what I learned from this, is that, you know, every day we just need to be open to what he has. Later that evening, I went to Fleet Farm, and a few years ago, I felt led to, whenever I see a bell ringer, give them hand warmers. So I have a box of hand warmers in my car in the wintertime, you know, those little pads that you put in. Yeah. I give them hand warmers, and I put a certain amount in the kettle. So when I went up to hand this guy, I said, you know, I felt like God told me this is what I should do as my ministry to you. Thanks for volunteering. And when I went to hand them to him, he had no gloves on. And it was a really cold day. So I said, will you take my gloves? And he said, well, you're the second person that said that to me. I said, come on, they're just those little stretchy gloves. You know, take them. So he took them. And when I went into Fleet Farm, I thought, well, duh, they have a lot of warm gloves in Fleet Farm. So I decided I was going to buy him a pair, and I kind of shopped around for ones that I thought would be good for him. And when I went back outside, he was gone. So I went to the desk, and they tracked him down. They had seen him go over to the Quick Stop. They checked in the break room. And so I got in my car and I drove over, and I just saw him there. I said, are you the bell ringer? And he said, yes. And I said, well, I buy you these gloves. And he said, you know, ma'am, there's not a lot of women like you. And I said, it's not me, it's God. And he just said, well, thank God. And he hugged me, and that was it. And it was just cool. As I drove away, I was like, well, that was quick. I think it was the same day that I had thought, how would I accomplish a great giveaway thing? So it was just kind of fun.
I love
good
it.
Good holiday gift from God.
Yeah.
So that's the story.
Going the extra mile, at least the extra few feet anyway, to track down. It's a great story and a great reminder. Right? It's what do we have that we can share? And God puts you in the right place at the right time. So, Deanna,
yep.
Thank you, and I pray that you won't feel overwhelmed the rest of this holiday season, but you'll just be celebrating the joy of Christmas.
Thank you so much. Same to you.
All right. Merry Christmas. Thanks for calling. It's the Great Giveaway Report Day. We've got a couple more calls you want to get to, and we'll do that in a moment. But first, a reminder, the phone number is 877-933-2484. This is Live the Promise. I'm Neil Stavem, sitting in for Susie Larson.
Jesus Christ is born.
some angels singing today as we're hearing reports about how God's people are simply being obedient and responding to the needs around them. And those random acts of kindness is what we've been inviting you to do over the last few weeks here in Live the Promise, to step out and simply just maybe outside your comfort zone and just say, Lord, use me. And then today is the day to report. It's the great giveaway report day. I'm Neil Stavem, sitting for Susie Larson, who's unable to, she's under the weather. I mean, that's kind of the season, I guess, isn't it? And a lot of folks are in that camp. So I hope that you are doing well, and you're certainly encouraging her and us today with your phone calls, your reports. 877-933-2484 is the number. Asking you just report on, you know, how you were engaged in a random act of kindness, or maybe something even more strategic. It could have been creative, or maybe just a simple expression of God's love. And so let's go to Mary Lou in Shoreview. Mary Lou has the next one to report in on the report day. Mary, thanks for calling. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Well, I want to bless Susie Larson. Her book, Her Sacred Yes, I had brought it to church, and I thought I was going to give it to this one lady and realized, no, she's not supposed to have this book. And I said, Lord, who's supposed to have this book? Somebody's supposed to have it. So in the service, this lady sat next to me. I don't know who she was, but at the end of the service, I looked at her, and I know it was the Holy Spirit, and I said, what's the matter? All of a sudden, she burst into tears. She says, I've got all of these decisions to make. I don't know what to do. And I said, oh, thank you, Jesus. She's supposed to have this book. So I gave her Susie's book, Her Sacred Yes. She read it, totally transformed her. She was able to make decisions she had to do for work, and it's been incredible. And she says, my mom's got to read this. I said, okay. So her mom reads the book, and she said, my mom's life has been transformed completely. So I want to just say, Susie, thank you. And it's your book blessed me to no end, but it changed two people's lives.
Yeah. I love it how, you know, you were willing, you were ready, you were prepared to give that away, and you were simply praying and say, Lord, direct. And God does that when we're open. And sometimes it's just as simple as just a look at someone sitting right next to us, literally, you know, reaching out to your neighbor.
That's right.
Mary Lou, thank you so much for calling, and Merry Christmas to you. And look forward to just hearing about more lives that have been impacted and changed through Susie's writings. Glad that you joined us today here on Live the Promise. Let's go to Jacob. Jacob is calling in from Brooklyn Park. Jacob, go ahead with your great giveaway story.
Yeah, thank you, Neil, for taking my call. Let me wish Susie Godspeed recovery. My story is based in Africa, Liberia. I'm from Liberia, and I'm from a large family. And last year, I remember what I did was I blessed my family members, especially the older ones. I sent them Christmas gift and present. So this year, what I decided to do, instead of sending Christmas presents for the older folks, I decided to bless my nieces and nephews. And I've given a lot of things before. I've given, you know, support and help to people. But for some reason, it just dawned on me, this particular giving is so special. I was able to bless 33 of my nieces and nephews, and I sent each person $10. And you won't believe it, Neil, that is a huge, huge thing to do in Africa, especially in my country, Liberia. And one of my nieces called back, and she also messaged me on Facebook, telling me, thank you, Uncle, and God bless you. And it just happened about 2-3 days ago. But since then, I just feel overwhelmed to know that God has blessed me to be a blessing to so many children in Africa. I just thought I'd share the story.
Jacob, thank you for doing that. And just a reminder that what we probably don't, you know, consider a big amount, $10 can mean so much to those in the Liberia. And as you said, you know, we're all in that category, blessed to be a blessing, you know, whatever level or stage. So, Jacob, blessings to you and your whole family, your extended family here. Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Neil. God bless you, too.
All right. Let's go to Mary in St. Paul. Mary, thanks for calling in. The great giveaway. What's your report?
Oh, hi, Neil. First of all, I also, too, just want to say, Susie, I hope you feel better, and I listen to you just about every single day on my way home. I just felt led for the first time ever to ring the bell for Salvation Army, which I know lots of people have faithfully do that every year. But when I got there, I realized I was at a Cub Foods, and I realized that I wanted to sing. And so I don't have a great voice, but I can carry a tune in a bucket. So I ended up singing for the 4 hours that I rang. I went two different times and had a lot of fun. I used the bell for percussion. And I don't really know the end of the story if more people gave money or people gave money because of it. But it was just a blessing to be able to sing some of those beautiful carols.
You know, it's always the right time to sing praise, right? I think that's someone told me
yes.
It's the second most frequent command in the scriptures. So thanks for doing that part and for sharing the story with us today.
You bet. Thanks a lot.
All
bye-bye.
Right. Well, Merry Christmas. Mary checking in with us today. We've had a great day of reporting here and a great giveaway. We are going to jump into a portion of an interview that Susie had with Carmen LaBerge here coming up after the break about her book, Speak the Truth, How to Bring God Back into Every Conversation. But this really has been a reminder that you've been doing that, bringing God into the conversation, you know, whether it's helping somebody on the side of the road or it's a bell ringer outside of Fleet Farm or whatever it might be. And so we're just so honored to have you share your stories with us. This is a great giveaway. So those that shared their story, we're going to say thank you with a little gift. And we'll let Susie and the team decide about the great giveaway baskets for two of the best stories. Just, again, a reminder of what happens when we allow God to use us, to work in and through us, to reach out and touch and change lives. And so thank you for all of you who step out of your comfort zone, who are taking Susie's mantra to heart, to mobilize people to a deep and active walk of faith. So you were active in this, and we love the reports. Coming up in just a few minutes, you'll hear a portion of Susie's interview with Carmen LaBerge. Carmen has written a book called Speak the Truth, How to Bring God Back into Every Conversation. I know that you'll enjoy it as you do every day here for Susie's Live the Promise. And again, I'm Neil Stavem. It's an honor to sit in for her, and we do pray that she would continue to recover and feel better soon. I hope that you have a wonderful Christmas as well. You know, from all of us here at Faith Radio, we just wish you a very Merry Christmas and a sense of God's peace and presence in the new year. By the way, this weekend, we have a full weekend of great Christmas programming, a lot of radio specials, some wonderful music from the likes of Chris Tomlin, Keith and Kristen Getty, and many others. So that's going to get started 11 o'clock Saturday morning, 11 o'clock Central Time Saturday morning. A whole weekend long, great Christmas music and programming here on Faith Radio. So thank you for listening in. God bless you. Merry Christmas. Stay tuned for Susie's conversation with Carmen LaBerge coming up.
Thanks for listening to this conversation from Live the Promise. These podcasts are available because of listener support. You can make a gift now at myfaithradio.com. And thanks for sharing this audio link with a friend. Help grow the impact of the show. Also, if you would, take a moment to subscribe to the podcast today at iTunes or your podcast player, and then never miss a show.